Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Wendy Gillespie, sitting in for Angela Mariani, and inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This hour on Harmonia, we continue our three-part celebration of the British-based viol consort Fretwork. In honor of its 30th anniversary, we're exploring Fretwork's experiences with 500 or so years of rich repertory ripe for viols. Our featured release, only slightly ironically, is John Jenkins' six-part consorts performed by Phantasm. We heard two fantasias by Henry Purcell from the 1995 recording Purcell, the Fantasias and In Nomines, performed by Fretwork. Fretwork visited Australia for the first time in 1992 and premiered their second piece of contemporary music in the Spitalfields Early Music Festival. Michael Nyman's The Self-Laudatory Hymn of Inanna and Her Omnipotence, written for countertenor James Bowman and Fretwork. The reviewer in The Times regretted the need for amplification in the Nyman, which was interesting, as in fact there was no amplification. Nyman's gutsy, aggressive piece brought forth a volume on another level from that of the earlier music that Fretwork tended to play.
Thank you. merry heart. Thank you.
We heard contemporary composer Michael Nyman's The Self-Laudatory Hymn of Inanna and Her Omnipotence, performed by fretwork and countertenor James Bowman. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. In 1995, the 300th anniversary of Henry Purcell's death, fretwork received a grant from the Arts Council of Great Britain to commission 12 new pieces to reflect the 12 surviving fantasies that Purcell composed in 1680. Both the old and the new pieces appeared over the course of two full-length, very scary concerts. If you know what an In Nomine is, or even if you don't, listen first to this six-part In Nomine by Henry Purcell. And now listen to this piece, also called In Nomine, by Gavin Bryars. From the 1997 fretwork recording Sit Fast, that was Gavin Bryars in Nomine. The composer's own reflection on Purcell. One of 12 such new pieces that fretwork played on two consecutive days, along with all the Purcell fantasies, in two concerts in 1995. Both pieces are late examples of a genre that goes back to the mid-16th century. To date, the ensemble has commissioned more than 60 new works from some of the most important composers of our time, including, in addition to Nyman and Benjamin, John Tavener, Peter Sculthorpe, Tan Dunn, and Elvis Costello. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco, Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org, I'm Wendy Gillespie. In 2001, fretwork ventured even further afield. With the aid of the Contemporary Music Network, they constructed a performance involving two dancers, choreographer Ian Spink, lighting, Michael Chance, and music of Gibbons, Tan Dunn, Orlando Goff, Michael Nyman, John Woolrich, and Andrew Keeling. This extraordinary event toured fabulous cathedrals of Britain on a seriously underfunded tour which found the ensemble driving, sometimes overnight, a truck full of staging to save the dancers from cold stone floors and theatrical lights, constructing and breaking down the set for each performance, surviving on sandwiches and coffee for a couple of exhausting weeks. The tour led to a CD released in 2008 called Birds on Fire, in which fretwork take on klezmer-influenced music as well as 17th-century Hebrew music, with Jeremy Avis here singing a psalm setting of Salomone Rossi, a 17th-century Italian composer. Yes, that was Hebrew. We heard a psalm setting of Salomone Rossi, performed here by fretwork with Jeremy Avis. There was still, and indeed still is, plenty of seductive repertory left to investigate from the 16th and 17th centuries. Members of the ensemble grew into new repertory in a way that only an ensemble that has been playing together a good deal for many years can do. They became interested in earlier European repertory for viols, acquiring a set of Renaissance viols, which have quite a different sound and feel than the traditional English viols that the ensemble had been playing to date. Members of fretwork enthusiastically, if perhaps not expertly, embraced the challenges of earlier notation. Here is a piece by the late 15th century Flemish composer Johannes de Stockham entitled Brunette.
Thank you.
That was Johannes de Stockham's Brunetta, taken from the recording Petrucci, Harmonice Musicae Sat Hecaton, recorded in 2001 by Fretwork for Harmonium Mundi. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured release is the 2009 recording John Jenkins' Six-Part Consorts, performed not by Fretwork, but by another British-based viol consort, Phantasm, one that shared the transplanted American member with Fretwork. This recording, originally released in 2009, was re-released in 2016 by Lynn Records. It explores the music of 17th-century English composer John Jenkins, a contemporary of Laws and Dowland. Music from the 2009 recording John Jenkins' Six-Part Consorts, performed by Phantasm. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. Special thanks to Charlie Rausch for his help obtaining copies of hard-to-find recordings. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is me, Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Paskash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark. Our executive producer is John Bailey. And I'm Wendy Gillespie, sitting in for Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.